is it really happening? It's stuff that you see like on the internet and you wouldn't expect it to happen.
One person is dead, another is injured after a shooting at the Fox River Mall. Police responded around 3:30 Sunday afternoon. Police from across the Fox Valley swarmed the building, blocking off any access for several hours. When we arrived on scene around 4 o'clock, people were being escorted outside with their hands held high. Sawyer says he was in Shields when it happened.
Yeah, so just heard a pop and then everybody said there was a shooting and we all took off running. It was scary.
Meanwhile, Lily was working at Rocky Rococo Pizza on the opposite side of the food court from where the shots were fired.
All of a sudden we heard gun shootings and people were just running all over the food court and asked what happened, and they said that there's been a shooting. I told everybody, including my employees, to get into the back of our bathroom and lock the door immediately along with other families. All I heard was the shots. I didn't see anything until we were evacuated. I saw like mostly blood over by Claire's and by Taco John's around that food court section.
Terrence Delaney, though, was closer than just about anyone.
An altercation broke out between more than one person. Don't know how many people it was. And I'm standing there right by Shields and Panda Express, and I hear a gunshot rang off. It's just crazy to, like, obviously I didn't see the person get shot, but you hear a gunshot inside of a building like that, it's loud.
Delaney says he took off running, which is when he saw a person he described as light-skinned and in their teens or early 20s on the floor covered in blood.
You see someone injured and they collapse to the floor. It's just sad because, like, you want to help them, but you don't know the situation that you're in. So in the back of your mind, like, do you help them or do you take cover for your own safety? And it's, I didn't know the situation, so.
Grand Chute Police Public Information Officer Travis Wass first spoke to the media around 6 o'clock last night.
A preliminary search of the mall looking for active threats was conducted and completed. Currently, a detailed search of the mall is being completed by area law enforcement to locate and escort those that have sheltered in place out of the mall. It is believed that the shooter left prior to law enforcement's arrival.
But a later update is when the grim news was brought to light.
One victim sustained only minor injuries. The second victim is unfortunately deceased. Out of respect for the family, we will not be identifying that victim at this time.
The entire mall was cleared just after 8 o'clock. Wass says police identified several witnesses who were working with investigators. Investigators are following up on any leads of suspect information they're receiving and will provide any information on a potential suspect as quickly as possible. But for those who experienced the chaos, what happened Sunday will remain imprinted in their memory for some time. At the Fox River Mall, Casey Nelson, WTAQ News.